Welcome to Love Bonds. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and I'm a relationship and couples counselor. You can learn more about me by visiting my website, opendoortherapy.net. This program focuses on the power and challenges of romantic love and attachment, with a special focus on infidelity and affair recovery. So how do you know when it's time to conclude a relationship? What are the indications that it really is time to part ways? I get this question often. I sometimes get it from individuals that come to me. I, as long as it's a relationship matter, individuals come through my door. And sometimes couples come to me when they're at the end of the relationship and they want to give it one last try to restore and repair before they really do make that final decision to divorce. There are times when I have revived a relationship that's been on life support. It has come back to the land of the living and the love that was buried underneath a lot of trouble and disconnect and pain is accessed, and the couple does turn toward each other and repair. But then there are other times when that doesn't happen, and the couple or the individual gets clarity and realizes that the relationship really does need to come to an end. So how do you know? One way to tell the relationship is in a pretty serious decline is the couple prefers, their more comfortable stance is to have a lot of time and distance between them. Couples that are close and connected like to be close, nearby, respond to each other. They like to look at each other. They like to talk to each other. They like to touch each other. These are indications of closeness and connection. But couples that are in a lot of pain find it more comfortable, more satisfying, experience greater relief when they are apart. They can be emotionally apart, more distant, just sort of running the household, taking care of practical matters. They can be emotionally distant. They really stop sharing things with each other. But also there can be a physical space between them. Even within the household, they can go into their separate corners. Anything they can do to create space, to stay out of the house, to be with friends, to really disconnect. It's a way of receiving relief. If you are fantasizing, having some thoughts when your mind drifts and you're unencumbered of time without your partner, that you almost imagine, you start to dream, daydream, fantasize about life without your partner, or you notice that you enjoy yourself more without your partner than with your partner. Basically, it's the opposite of connection in a pretty extreme way. The other way to assess this is to sort of flip this around and assess what a relationship is for, what it's supposed to do for you, what's its function, and if your relationship functions properly. I don't like to draw analogies between inanimate objects, appliances or things, and a living, breathing human experience of relating. But in some ways, a simple example of this, a simple illustration, which would be maybe our car or an appliance that functions properly. When you have a car that's working, it has an engine, it gets you from point A to point B, it's got the tires, everything's working. You keep the car because it's functioning, it's fulfilling its purpose. In a similar way, a relationship has a purpose and a function, and it's supposed to do something for you. Being in the relationship is there, it exists to provide you with comfort, a feeling of safety and trust, to obtain support, to feel mutually feel that your partner has your back. a feeling that you desire your partner, that you'd like to be intimate. All of these things are what a romantic relationship is for. This is what it's designed to do, to have a sense that my troubles, my worries, my stresses are dealt with, are handled with my partner, making these things more tolerable, less stressful, and you're working as a team, a sense of we, and a sense of I am with you. I am with you in your struggle. I am with you in your pain. You are not alone in this. So a feeling of lonely, I'm alone in this relationship. I'm on my own. I have to do things by myself. I'm partnered, but I'm kind of independent. But almost like what is the partner or the relationship for? I'm not getting anything from this. And then the other thing would be to attempt repair, to try to fix it. And if that's possible, if it's possible to reinstate it, to make the necessary repairs, to get it working again. It sounds like an object or a thing, but there is, that analogy does sort of work. Reasons to stay in a marriage would not include anything external, anything such as because we have a mortgage, we have a house together, our families are knitted together. Our families get along. My mother likes him. My father likes her. For the children is really not a reason enough. Anything that's external or practical, we've been together a long time. My partner doesn't want to part ways. I have a divorce attorney friend who says this little quip, and he says, it takes two people to get married, but it only takes one person to want to step out of the relationship to get a divorce. In other words, because a relationship requires two people, by its very definition of relationship implies two. If one person wants out or checks out or is not present, is going off on their own, that is reason enough because it is no longer a partnership. These are some indications that it may be time to put it to rest. So I would suggest trying to revive it, going for couples care to see if you can restore, if it can get back those elements, to see if the love and care and attraction that might be buried deep that was there at the beginning can kind of be stimulated or accessed with professional care. But if not, then the relationship is really not performing, providing what it's supposed to provide. And it may be time to conclude. Of course, every situation is different and unique. So by no means is this a replacement for professional care for your situation. But I would say at the very least, you have to have trust and safety within the relationship to go forward. But that would not be enough. I hope you found that helpful. You've been listening to Love Bonds with me, Terry DiMatteo of opendoortherapy.net. If you liked what you heard here today, I invite you to subscribe and share and come back again. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.